intent. Why is intent such an important topic? Is it more important than it was 20 years ago? Let's take a brief look at this critical area and how it impacts your life success. What is intent? Is it goals, plans, willingness, dreams, or hopes? Or is it something more, something deeper? Webster defines it as a firm, steadfast, fixed, or directed. Having the attention sharply focused. Here's my definition. Intent is doing what you say you are going to do, period. You plan to lose 20 pounds and you do it. You plan to save 10% of your income and you do it. You say you are going to exercise every day and you do it. What causes people not to do what they say they are going to do? Could be hundreds of reasons, but here is one major one. They really don't mean what they say. They really don't intend to do what they say they intended to do. Why? Are they fooling themselves? Are they not in touch with their own strengths and weaknesses? I, too, have been guilty of this self-delusional behavior. I have said I am going to do many things in my relationships, career, and life, and didn't do them. So I can relate to those of you who struggle with the relationship between words, actions, and deeds. Here is the key. Whenever someone says they are going to do something and they don't do it, there is always an opposing intent involved that is stronger than the stated intent. It's that simple. So, I say I am going to exercise every day and I don't start or I don't follow through. Therefore, my opposing intent to not exercise was stronger than my intent to do so. Why would we say we are going to do something when we really don't mean it? This is the point. We really mean it at the time we say it, but when it comes to putting action into our words, something mysterious happens. They are called excuses, rationalizations, justification, or reasons. It doesn't matter what you call them, you just don't do what you say you're going to do. What can you do to ensure your next words of intent become a reality? First, ask yourself while you are saying the words, do I really mean it? Second, ask yourself what could get in the way of your follow-through. Third, ask yourself what has my typical behavior been in the past when I stated an intention? Fourth, ask yourself, do I have a whatever it takes attitude about this intention? The next thing is to start. Take small steps. Don't try and eat the elephant in one bite. When I began a new exercise routine after many years of not exercising regularly, I started with 5 minutes a day on my elliptical trainer. I am now up to 30 minutes every morning. Next, why not give someone you respect permission to hold you accountable? 7. In the early stages, reward yourself each time you act consistent with your intention. 8. Set a realistic yet stretched goal for yourself. 9. When you give into temptation not to act or follow through only one time, you make it easier not to act the second time. 10. Use the power of affirmations and positive visualization. 11. Keep a record of your progress. And finally, reward yourself when you achieve your objective. The rewards are many when it comes to doing what you say you are going to do, regardless of the life area you are working on. The biggest one is the powerful impact your success has on your self-esteem.